We now go to America's accountant, Dan Geltrude, with more on this. Dan, thanks so much for joining us today. It's great to have you back.
Same here. Always great.
So, Dan, I've got to say I'm rather surprised this actually happened. What do you make of all of this? Where do you see this going?
I don't see it going anywhere, because in order to override a veto, which no doubt would be coming from the president, they're not going to have two-thirds to be able to override that. So I don't think anything's going to change. So this vote, to me, is nothing but, you know, it's a show, but it's not going to have any impact. And it's such a ridiculous thing that people will be so partisan that they won't vote against a law in place that is just, or a rule rather, that is just terrible. You know, to make people understand how terrible this is, you got to really make it as simple as possible. It's like having a classroom full of students and you have a bunch of people that study really hard and get good grades, and then you have those that don't. But you say to the students that studied hard and got the good grade on the test, listen, we're going to have to take some points away from you and lower your grade to give it to these other students who didn't earn it, but they need some help. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense.
It makes no sense whatsoever. Much like Biden's plan to forgive student loan debt for more than 30 million borrowers, which is soon to be either green-lighted or blocked, depending on how the Supreme Court rules this week. Dan, what do you foresee happening here with this situation, and what are some of the potential long-term financial implications of the student debt plan if it were to pass?
Well, to start with, I do believe, and who knows what the court will do, but I do believe that the Supreme Court will knock this down. I think it's pretty straightforward. I'm no lawyer, but if you take Nancy Pelosi's word for it, the president can't simply turn around and decide to forgive debt. He doesn't have that power. That power lies with Congress, and the votes aren't there in Congress to make it happen. So I think the Supreme Court will knock it down and things will go back to, let's say, normal. But the real issue here is they're not attacking the problem. And the problem is twofold. One, college is too expensive and they're overcharging. And number two is that people are not thinking through those financial decisions and how they're going to finance higher education. Because to me, it's so easy to get these loans. It's predatory lending, really, in terms of just throwing money at these kids and their parents without any regard as to how they're going to pay it back. Now, when it comes time to pay it back, well, we got in over our heads. Well, you know what? Now it's too late. So by simply forgiving that, yeah, it could be a short-term solution, which all of us pay the price for. But in the long term, nothing changes because the next generation continues to take out more debt.
Yeah, that's a great point. And I think people really need to refocus on the real issue there. And that is learning these consequences earlier on before they just make these decisions to go get higher education and then end up in all this debt and expect us to pay for it. It's just simply not fair. Dan, new reports show that 57% of people are uncomfortable with their level of emergency savings. 88% of those surveyed said that in order to feel comfortable with the amount of cash they have on hand, they need enough funds to cover at least 3 months of expenses. What are your thoughts here? Are you surprised to hear these numbers? And what would you say is actually an adequate amount to have saved in order to really feel comfortable?
So 3 months of savings is a general rule of thumb, but I would tell people, look, you need to have at least a year set aside. The fact that the vast majority of people don't have any thing to fall back on is really problematic. So we have to look at how people are handling their finances, no different than how the government is handling their finances, which means you cannot continue to spend and spend and spend based upon borrowing. And then at some point in time, the bills become due and expect that someone is going to rescue you.
For all our viewers asking where One America News is heading in the future, we would like to introduce you to OAN Live. OAN Live is the best way to stay up to date on all of the hard-hitting, straight-shooting national and international headlines. And the best part is, OAN Live is only $4.99 per month. All the credible, honest, unbiased reporting One America News offers at a fraction of the cost of cable. Just go to OANN.com to easily sign up for OAN Live and stay informed.